Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, you know how Congress is. They like to deliver early. It's July 3rd, not July 4th, and the big, beautiful bill is about to get the vote in the House. And we have stolen away one of the representatives here as Congressman Mike Johnson. Speaker Mike Johnson is speaking. Let's get directly to Congressman Mike Bost. Welcome to the show. This is good to have you right here. Hakeem Jeffries is done speaking. You got to listen to that whole speech.
Yeah. Never have I heard so many words saying nothing. And that was, you know, so he broke a record. That's what he got to do. Now, most people won't remember what he said because, you know, when Kevin did it, most people don't remember what he said. And when Nancy did it, most people don't remember what she said, but they remember she did it in stiletto heels. That's the, you know, what you get from long speeches. Mike has given a very concise speech about this great, big, beautiful bill, what it really does, offsetting a lot of the things that he took eight and a half hours to, Hakeem took about 8.5 hours to try to say things that just weren't true about the bill. That being said, wonderful, good things in the bill. They're going to call the vote here in just a second. We have the votes for it. We're going to send it to the president, and it's everything that he said he was running on. You know, he wanted to drain the swamp. He wanted to shut down the borders. He wanted to stop the invasion across get America working again. This has the 22%, stop the 22% tax increase, besides also having in it no tax on overtime, no tax on tips, reduced tax on Social Security, a tax credit for anything you pay in tax when you buy a car, if you buy a new car. You've also got the modification of the SNAP program and Medicaid program to stop waste, fraud, and abuse. You've got rid of a lot of the new Green Deal stuff. We're putting an end to taxpayer-funded abortions. It does defund Planned Parenthood, and also make sure that through everything, the no tax dollars can be used for abortion, whether in a state agency or giving grants to any other company.
Yeah.
So as of right now, you can hear in the background they took the voice vote. And then their Democrats will be asking for a roll call vote, and we're going to start. And I'll walk out there and vote with you still on the line.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely. Nice. We're speaking with Congressman Mike Bost. He's Illinois' 12th District Representative. He's Brad's representative. What is it like, the sausage-making process last night? I stayed up till about 2:30. I couldn't do it. I don't have the endurance of a lot of you folks in Congress. You guys know how to party. What was that like last night?
I'm going to tell you. Not only last night, but I got here the night before, and in the last 48 hours, I think I've had 4 hours sleep. There's my vote, and we're already climbing pretty fast.
There you go. All right. I assume you're a yes vote.
Yeah, that was not a problem.
That would be really breaking news here, guys. We'd be watching you go up and do that. So Congressman, what was the hang-up? What did those eight that didn't vote for so long last night, what did they need to hear, to know, to get in order to cross over?
I don't know what all they got to do. You know, they went over and met with the president, and as we were voting the other procedural votes, they were holding up their procedural votes to try to get some last things done and some commitments from the White House. I don't know what all each one of them got or what they were arguing for. A lot of it had to do with the fact that the Senate made our bill, and I agreed with that. I think when they made our bill, when we hold when Medicaid goes to the states, they changed that around where we put some a little harsher penalties to those states that have to try to bring them in line, because they're having high error rates when issuing Medicaid to people that don't deserve it, and there was no teeth in the bill before. We put some pretty big teeth in. They kind of probably pulled a few teeth. And the argument back and forth. One thing that was in there too, we doubled a line item to help our rural hospitals. The Senate did. I think more conservative members said we didn't want to spend any more money, and so they were arguing about that. But, you know, the process is a process. You're going to send something to the Senate. Senate's going to change it. You're going to either agree with it or not. But let me tell you that we got a very, very, very good bill here, the biggest bill I have ever worked on and ever been voted for in my entire life. Mm. And I'm sitting here watching the numbers roll up, and I'm going to tell you where we're at right now.
Okay. Live from the House floor.
So we are at 167 Republicans have voted, 168. We got to have 213 to pass it because they only have 212. And so there's still 51 Republicans not voting so far, slowly starting to build up, but I thought they would move faster than that, but
it looks like
they're doing it.
It looks like there's one nay on the Republican side
so
yet.
So far.
Do we know
so
who
far.
That is?
Yes, there is. It is probably Massey.
Okay. That's not a surprise. Do you expect, do you expect other nos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, well, I say that when we passed. When we passed the rule last night, it only had one no at the end. There was originally four, mm-hmm. and I think they shifted, the three of them shifted over, and those were the ones that I think were talking with the president. If you're a conservative and you can argue, oh, no, I wanted more, I don't think you go back to your constituents and tell them that you voted against this.
Right.
I just don't see how you do it.
That would be tough.
And,
I wanted to ask you, Congressman Voss, about those changes. You're saying you didn't love the changes that the Senate made to the bill. You mentioned Planned Parenthood. My recollection was that the Senate bill defunded it for 1 year only instead of defunding it. Is that correct?
Yeah. And so they defunded it completely. That's
so
correct.
So on a broader level, not just with Planned Parenthood, but on a lot of these things, is there still room? Like, that's not the last say that you're going to have on all these things.
But here's the problem. And remember, you and I have talked about this before, the cloture bill and the cloture vote in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from here on out, except for judge appointees, and is going to take 60 votes before it has to get 51 votes.
Okay.
That's the problem. So anything that's controversial, you're going to have to make a deal with the Democrats over there to get it out. Sometimes that's pretty expensive, and sometimes you don't make the deals because of it.
Sure.
You know?
Congressman Voss, this is Ryan. Those holdout votes yesterday that were, you know, we were all watching last night. I'm sure you're watching just like we were, paying attention mm-hmm. to what they were wanting. What were those people trying to get, and did they get it?
That's just it. I tried to listen.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To figure out what they wanted. Sometimes I think they want to go over and talk to the president, to tell you the truth.
And he obliged?
They did. They got called into the president. I guarantee it. So whatever he said to them, either convinced them that it was this bill needed to move and move now. And that was pretty well his position. And then a deal possibly with them that they would work with them to try to move the things that they want in the future. So that's about the best I can tell you because I wasn't privy to the meetings that went on there.
So, Congressman Voss speaking with us right now. You've often told me that the most dangerous place you can be is on the Capitol steps when session gets closed. It's a holiday weekend, and I'm just wondering, is this vote it, and then you're done and you go home, and that flood of people comes? What's that look like?
Yeah. What looks wild today is because there's some protesters out on the street. There's a lot of tourists out on the street, too. All the cars are parked down, all trying to get them to the airports to get their first flight out. And trust me when I tell you, if you've got a flight that's going to be leaving in about an hour or 40 minutes or better, your driver, our person, our staffer is setting with the car running at the base of the steps, and they'll run over you to try to get out of there. So if you don't have a flight, take another exit.
Sure. Yeah. 100%. Mike Boss with us right now, Congressman for Illinois' 12th District. You're going to go. I assume you guys are going to enjoy the Independence Day like the rest of this country. Of course, the Republicans going back with a little extra to celebrate this weekend. What happens when the House is back in session? Congress is back in session. What is the next? This is a huge, huge accomplishment, but there is so much left to do. What's next?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we are ready while this is all going on. We're working on the budget bills, trying to pass the budget bills. So, you know, we've already passed about four. The easy ones that pass are the transportation bill is always pretty easy to pass. Your defense bill is always pretty easy to pass. But then you start getting into some other bills, mm-hmm. and it makes it real tough to get to the entire 12 bills of the budget passed. And remember, it's only happened twice since the Budget Control Act has been passed, since 1972, that all of the budgets have been passed on the same time. But that's what we'll be working on, the big thing we're working on. But, of course, each committee, and I running the VA committee, we have a VA bill that we're going to try to work out, and we'll try to get it out by Labor Day.
Hmm. Congressman Boss is balancing the budget. You know, everybody's talking about this as a big point of contention. Is that still something that the House is going to, Republicans anyway, are going to focus on after this?
We're going to try. It's going to be very difficult. Remember, we get another bite at reconciliation next year. That's what people don't understand. Because reconciliation, we're going to get another bite at it. So then what do we put in there? Is that something that we can do with that? Now, it will be hard to judge because I think this – so remember, CBO gave this a really bad score and said it was going to cost and increase the deficit. But they did that when we passed the tax bill of 2017. If you remember, in 2017, the CBO score on that bill was like $2.5 trillion. And then by the time it was said and done, because CBO doesn't calculate for the gross national product increase, by the time it was said and done, we were in $7.5 trillion in the positive, above what they said it was going to be $2.5 trillion in the negative. So I think the same thing is going to happen with this. That's going to make it to where, because we're not going to balance. You're not going to balance the budget by just cuts. You've got to balance the budget by growing the GDP. That's how you get the budget balance.
Do you think, Congressman, last question, do you think that by the time President Trump is done with his second term, if he retains a Republican majority, that we could see a balanced budget?
Yes, I do believe that. I believe that what this is, the stimulus that this is going to give to the American economy will help us to make sure we make that balanced budget. We were almost there before COVID. And so, yes, if you see growth like what we've seen over the last couple of weeks with the markets and everything like that, just getting excited about the positive things that are going to happen here.
All right. Well, Congressman Boss, we are so grateful to be with you while you go to cast that vote on this big, beautiful bill. It's a huge accomplishment for President Trump, for the House and the Senate that supported him in it. We thank you for your time, and we hope you have the very best Independence Day. Also, thank you for your service.
You too.
As well.
Happy for it.
Take care. Bye-bye. Congressman Mike Boss, Illinois' 12th District Representative. Great to have him on while he's casting his vote on this bill.
I didn't know that was possible.
In a situation like this, it's kind of like a free-for-all because you can go up a lot of times. There will be a roll call. They do that for the speaker vote where you yell out, like, you'd be like, Wiggins, and that would be my vote for you for speaker. But with something like this, you can go and you can cast your vote. They tally really fast. And again, while the voting is open, votes can change. That's what happened last night. Fox News is reporting at this point that the Republicans have 203 yeses. There are 203 yeses. They're all Republicans. There are 208 noes. One of which is a Republican, and you heard Congressman Boss there say he assumes that it's Massey. He also said he thought that there might be some other Republicans that vote against it. But he said we need 213, isn't that correct?
Yeah, and right now only 14 13 no votes left, so...
No, that's not voted. Not no votes.
I'm sorry, non-votes.
Haven't voted, yes. 13 people who haven't voted yet. If all of those Republicans vote yes, it would be 219, so you've got votes to spare there. The Democrats have 3 people left to vote. If all the Democrats vote no, then the total no vote would be 213, so I presume that they need to have 214. So it says the time remaining is 3:50. We're going to take a very, very quick break right here. When we come back, we might have the news about the passage. Or, you never know, these holdouts at the end, if they want to cause some funny business, you never know. 11 left to vote for the Republicans. 208 yes, 211 no. Only 2 Democrats left that haven't voted yet. We will see what happens and have the completion of it, I believe. When we come back, don't go away.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.